Zone. I'm Miss Chanel. Quite the surprise just a few minutes ago. And, well, Animal, it's always fun when I have a little, I guess you could call special guest. And been talking about it all day. He's here in the studio live, Adam Lambert.
Hello.
In the 808. Is this your first time to Hawaii?
I went once. I came to the island of Maui with my family when I was like 14. As a little family vacation, but this is the first time since.
Wow, and yeah. Off of, I guess, touring around New Zealand and Australia.
Yeah.
So, Glam Nation Tour here in Hawaii, Blaisdell Concert Hall, sold out concert.
Yeah.
So they had to add another show. Were you okay with that?
I was thrilled. Are you kidding me? I was like, yeah, let's do it. One more.
I told them too. I was like, you know, he's going to sell out that concert hall. You need to do either a bigger venue or another. And they're like, no, we're good. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knew what to expect when we started this tour. And things have been really successful, which makes me very happy. And the fans have been awesome and very supportive. And I like doing a second show at a venue. It's really fun because you already feel like you've been there. You feel more comfortable in the space. And you just come on in and give them one more.
Okay, so can you give us like a little sneak preview?
Yeah, I mean the show is amazing. It's I'm really proud of it. I think that it shows three different sides of my personality as an artist and as a person. The beginning of the show starts out real kind of seductive and mysterious and a little bit dark, but very theatrical and campy at the same time. And then it goes into a section that's very vulnerable, and it's acoustic. You know, we pull back all the bells and the whistles, and we just do acoustic guitar and the voice. And then we go into the third section, which is just a giant celebration.
I gotta say, acoustic ballads, probably my favorite performance.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
One of my Twitter questions was, when will you be coming out with an acoustic EP?
It's soon. We don't have a date set right now, but it's probably within the next month or so for the holidays. And it's really exciting. I've been approving and fine-tuning mixes and things for it because they were all live recordings. So we're just, you know, giving them a little extra jazz on top of it. And I'm really, really excited about it because I think people are going to hear a very intimate version of a lot of these songs. I mean, they're really stripped back and they're not overproduced. They're very natural. So I think people will like it.
Okay. Well, another Twitter question since we're on the whole tour and
stuff.
Yeah. Do you ever get nervous on stage?
Not for my show. I think at this point I'm pretty used to being up there. I do get nervous every once in a while when it's televised, when something's on camera. That's just a different world because, you know, there's so many people beyond the people that you're entertaining in that room. And there's something that you get when you perform live for an audience. You can connect with them. It's this exchange, and it's kind of sacred, like within its space. The minute you add a camera to it, it's like, oh gosh, there's a million people like watching this on their couch.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I can't see them, but they can see me, and it's just a different experience.
Okay, well, speaking of TV appearances, somebody asked me, when's your next U.S. TV appearance?
I have no idea.
Okay.
No clue. My guess, it may change, but I have a new album that's going to be coming out in the spring, the summer of next year, and probably once I get some material for that, I'll start making the rounds again and saying hi to everybody and hopefully performing my new single.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Before we take a quick break, one more question. Other than the support and energy from your fans, what do you like best about performing?
I like to play dress up too. I mean, I like the music. I like getting ready for it. I like wearing costumes, and I also really like sharing the stage with other people. I like my band and my dancers a lot. They're a big family for me. I like that shared space with them. Sometimes if I'm on stage by myself alone, it feels a little lonely up there. It's nice to have that extra energy.
Awesome. Well,
yeah.
You're going to hang out with me for a little while.
Okay.
More. We'll be right back in just a bit with more with Adam Lambert right here on 93.1 The Zone.
New costume every year, but there's always a different version of it. Last year I was a glampire.
Oh.
So he was very flashy with lots of glitter and he was all over the place. This year I'm going to pull it back and give it a more of a cinematic approach.
Okay.
And be a gothic turn of the century Victorian vampire.
Ooh.
So no glitter. A little more realistic.
Are you still going to be here in Hawaii for Halloween?
No, I'm going to be in Los Angeles.
Oh, well, that'll be lots of fun.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be weird going around Halloween and seeing people dressed up as Adam Lambert?
I don't think I'm going to see anybody because I'm going to have a private party at a private residence. Okay. So I'm keeping it amongst friends on Halloween. I'm not doing any trick-or-treating out in public.
Do you find it a little weird that people are just...
The idea of that is crazy, yes. And I was sent a couple pictures last year by friends. They're like, look, this person's dressed up like you. And I was like, oh my God.
Adam Lambert's sighting.
So weird, yeah. I mean, it's pretty trippy.
Awesome. Oh, well, while you're here in the islands, are you going to get a little break? Do you get a little time to unwind or is it...
Yeah. No, actually, I arrived the day before yesterday and I had the rest of that day to relax. And yesterday I had off and, after the second show tomorrow night, I'm probably going to spend a couple days here. So.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you can still see him live in concert. They have a few more tickets for his second show. The first one sold out. It's tomorrow night, Tuesday, 8 p.m. Log on to Ticketmaster.com or you can stop by the Blaisdell box office to pick those up. Thanks for coming up.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
And go at tonight.
Yay.
What do you want from me?